Blog Talk Radio. Well, my brothers and sisters, we're back. Oh, wow. Thank you. Most High, indeed. And we're back again. Yes, indeed, we're back again for another episode. Another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel and Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host tonight for this show, Adam Yah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So, indeed, very thankful to the Most High. A blessed opportunity, yes, for this very blessed opportunity to be back with you here again. Speak these very precious words. Yes, these very precious words only for the most humble soul. Very precious word the Most High has granted me. Granted us, my brothers and sisters, for the blessing of our people. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, he's told me directly, that for his cause, I have some very important things for him that indeed I must do. He told me because of what I must do, he said that indeed I would accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, he told me I would have his protection. It's his protection and his guidance. For that, yes, for that, my brothers and sisters, I can only be utmost thankful. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, he's told me, that I must tell you things, yes, that I must tell you things, that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall, my brothers and sisters, to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. We live in an indiscriminate world today. Yes, an indiscriminate world wherein some 45, though there be some what, 45,000 denominations, 19 world religions, men saying that they are the children of Abraham, being any one of a multitude of factions of what is called Judaism today. 45,000 odd factions of what most call, known to call Christianity. Various factions of what men have called Hebrew Israelitisms, if you will. What men have called also, my brothers and sisters, after a multitude of variant factions, Islam. Many call themselves the children of Abraham, my brothers and sisters, but I want you to think about something. Anytime men can believe after a multitude of differing ideals that Yah sanctions the multitude of compromises and contradictions, hypocrisies, my brothers and sisters, that we see in this world, men have moved far from faith. They move far from belief. They move far from the surety the Most High expects of his people. Because by no means will the Most High establish his kingdom upon such an infirmity, far from a true covenant foundation, after what merely seems wise or acceptable unto men. Very important, my brothers and sisters, I said very important that we understand. And I've spoken about it so many times in this show, Book of Jacob, called James. We are told that in spite of the fact we live in a world wherein our people are scattered after all manner of diverse ideals among the Gentiles, we are still admonished as to what is divine imperative, that we not profane or pollute in any way the holy name, that we not in any way disrespect the holy name, which demands that we seek all, I said all, that is his pure and perfect word. We read the scriptures closely, what we find is that in spite of all the variant differences of man, it is still required that we bring forth unto the Most High what acceptable unto him can be called a perfect work. Listen to me, my brothers and sisters, what I said about that. I said what is acceptable before him as a perfect work. 45,000 denominations. Sounds like mankind has become quite indiscriminate as to what that means. I remember many years ago, long before I ever came to Blog Talk, perhaps a few decades even before, it occurred to me, and I remember telling a friend of mine that was on the other side of the fence, old neighborhood fence, the Most High has a concept of what is perfection. Yes, he has a concept of what is righteousness. He has a concept of what is acceptable, what is confirmed, what is sealed, what is approved. What that is, my brothers and sisters, in that it is Yah who knew the purpose for which he made mankind, the purpose for which he set all things in order. It was understood, my brothers and sisters, from the very beginning, in the mind of Yah. And I don't mean according to the parameters of the various rulers of this earth, that what the Most High calls perfection, in terms of all the attributes that he requires of man, that, my brothers and sisters, is an infinite idea defined not by men, but the mind of Yah. I can only tell you the Most High told me many years ago. He told me that, well, I asked him, and in fact, this was right after anointing time. I remember asking because I was deluged with so much information that I know most are not privy to. But I can tell you, my brothers and sisters, he knew what it was to make me hungry. I'm not saying that I wasn't already a hungry soul, but let's just say being turned onto the path. For every one a question you could ask, you get a million answers. Yes, he knew how to even turn that innate curiosity I've always had in the hyperdrive. But I got to thinking about how much was even being coursed through my mind even those first couple of weeks. And I asked the Most High, how much should we keep growing? How much should we is required of us to be learned? And his answer was something very simple and plain. He said, till you can look up in the sky and say star B, or one starts glowing, he said, you keep growing. Beyond all that you know and all that you can see, at the end of it all is only another beginning. He said, till you see everything that he has declared. Had I really begun to start really reading the Bible yet? No. But he said, until you see all that he has foreordained, all that he has promised, and the beauty and the majesty of all that he has conceived, he said, till you see it all come to bear. He simply said, keep looking. I think about scriptures like those related to when the parents, one called Samson, asked an angel of the Most High, what was his name? Go back and look at those scriptures and find something rather shocking. You find an answer. It should be something to cause many to think. The answer the angel gave when he was asked his name. Angel responded. I said the angel responded. Why is it that you ask my name? Did you hear me? He asked, why is it that you ask my name, seeing that it is what? Incomprehensible. Beyond measure. I think, my brothers and sisters, oftentimes about scriptures in Isaiah 40. Messiah having to tell the people, have you not heard? Or admonishing people to understand, have you not heard? Have you not heard? Have you not understood? There's no calculating, no comprehension, if you will, of all that is divine understanding. In other words, it means for all that you ever learned, Most High has been very wise, my brothers and sisters, long before man even came to be. And in so many ways, my brothers and sisters, man in this short little lifetime, relatively speaking, so many have said that they've comprehended all the Most High intends for mankind, easily comprehended all the Most High has intended for mankind, as it was from the beginning. Knowing somehow, man just presuming they know all that which the Most High has purposed in the creation that He has made. Think about the scriptures, my brothers and sisters, in the Psalms, where it reads, what is man? What is man that thou art mindful of him? Let's see if I can get that scripture out for you just a moment. Because it truly amazes me that men have presumed that men, other men, after all the multitude of differences that exist in this world, have somehow believed that after the variant rule of men, men have discerned the full potential of what is divine purpose when it was not men, but Yah who made man according to his purpose. It is Yah who inspires and instills the capacity for greater conscience in the mind. We spoke about it on last evening. The grace of Yah by no means grants any man the right to enslave or explore the mind within the context of his own feeble awareness. If anything, my brothers and sisters, the grace of Yah expands human conscience, expands the conscience to discern what indeed is the greater, much greater will of Yah. I find it amazing that so many so quickly are willing to accept the standards that men set up and the limitations. Limitations, my brothers and sisters, constraints established by men as if there's nothing greater. What do you think Messiah meant when he said, by his Spirit, seeking all the law and the prophets in Matthew, Micaiah 5:14 through 24? How about 7th chapter, 7:13 through 28? In either case, he said, watch out for false prophets. Watch out for your leaders. So your righteousness must exceed that of your leaders. That means that your conscience must exceed theirs. Why does it say that? Your sense of conscience, your sense of what is divine righteousness must exceed all that of your leaders. He says, else you shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. Meaning, unless your sense of conscience exceeds, your sense of conscience and awareness, the will of the Most High exceeds all that have been your pastors, priests, rabbis, elders, by faith in Yah, you're still subject to a deceitful matrix that in so many ways has kept you blind. That sign might sound hard to a lot of people, my brothers and sisters, but the Most High knows what He can do to a mind when men finally begin to revere Him much more so than they revere the various social misorientations that men have established to enslave, exploit, encapsulate, snare, and even damn human souls and minds after variant misconceits and unfounded ideals of infirmity that simply seem wise when all men can see and what they are taught by men. Scripture already tells you the Messiah is going to judge up to a higher standard. He said, your righteousness must exceed that of your leaders, else you shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. So if any man seeks to deny, if you will, my brothers and sisters, that conscience, that fullness of conscience revealed in the law of the prophets, and the fullness of all the Most High has spoken, Scripture says a man is guilty under hellfire. It means that none of these standards whereby men have taken the words of the Most High and have interpreted after the, let's just say, the foolhardiness, the shallow-mindedness, oftentimes exalted by men, or seeming sufficient to men. Well, how many of us understand the scripture that tells us as many other ways, if you will, that seem right unto men, but the end thereof is death? They seem righteous, seem complete, seem to be a love for Yah, but the end thereof is still death. There's a lot of partial standards, my brothers and sisters, polluted standards that men are inclined to call wise, not knowing the greater righteousness of Yah, not having an idea of what truly the potential of the Most High would raise the mind and heart of a man. That men were only willing to listen to him, concerning the Most High has a plan for man. I said, my brothers and sisters, unto his glory. Psalms 8 and 4. What is man that Yah is mindful of him? And what is the son of man that Yah would visit him? In other words, visit means give attention to him. How about show him concern? You ever stop to consider, my brothers and sisters, that there must be a higher potential to mankind than what seems apparent after we've been so many ways misindoctrinated after this world? I'm going to say something that I know some of you might be a little upset at, because, hey, that's the way human nature is sometimes. I can only tell you that I thank the Most High, and I pray often that he shows many more of us the way. But I've seen, my brothers and sisters, what humanity must become. I've seen what I must become. Placing consciousness, my brothers and sisters, so close to the Most High, there's no such thing as no. No such thing as impossible. Where all the thoughts are so entirely aligned with the Most High that the Most High see in the beauty of it, incorporated in the mind and heart of men, that, as the scripture said in the book of Hosea, you find in Hosea 2, you find scriptures like that also in Isaiah in the 65th chapter. That before men could even begin to petition the Most High to speak concerning his desires and petitions, the heavens shall answer his people, Israel. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, can you imagine what kind of synchronicity of mind and heart on the part of many is necessary to bring forth that measure of beauty? I want you to think about something. The more there are massive numbers of individuals who call upon the name of the Most High, think about it, but all the more imperative it is that a very fine line, an absolute sense of what is acceptable conscience, be drawn out, that all should mutually seek it under perfect cooperation, that none should so quickly err. Because, my brothers and sisters, men coming from all different places in which they begin to somewhat awaken, men to all manner of variant ideals, orientations. Being born in this world, subject to so many differing influences. You ever stop to consider the Most High still intends to bring all people to one conscience? Like I said, the book of Jacob says, though we be scattered among many nations, the Most High still expects of us, beyond all misrepresentation, debate, and doubt, that we bring forth a perfect work, and that was one conscience as acceptable unto him. All nations shall wait for, look for, seek after that law. For the Most High is not going to seal, confirm, or establish as stable unto him a people, my brothers and sisters, less than diligent, less than desirous for all the Most High declared. He's only going to sanction the people, my brothers and sisters, who have a great, magnificent love of the truth. That love of the truth of which I speak is actually the foundation of security upon which the kingdom shall be established. But there are those today who believe the Most High compromises his will, as if the Most High does not have an extremely defined absolute sense of order and plan. Fatally flattered, my brothers and sisters, to believe that they can still be somewhat dull in their perception. Men can still be somewhat dull in their perception. All they got to do is call upon the name of the Most High. As if they can call upon his name, not seek the fullness of his will, be excused because they didn't know, and think that somehow the Most High will approve it. Most High knows, my brothers and sisters, what he will reveal to the heart that is utmost diligent. He knows full well, my brothers and sisters, that there are certain truths that are contained in the scriptures. And quite frankly, unless a mind and heart is established upon a firm foundation, man has a tendency to twist, contort, abuse, pervert everything he touches. There's a foundation, my brothers and sisters, that man must have to prompt him toward an absolute, having sufficient enough humility to be able to fully mature along what indeed is a righteous path. That man, the heart and soul and mind of man, might be discerned before the Most High, proven before the Most High, stable, mutually, a people made mutually stable, cooperative, able, in fact, my brothers and sisters, to believe and understand and reason as one. Think about it. It said, first command, you must love him with all your mind, heart, soul, and might. That's a great love of the truth, my brothers and sisters. That's a great seekitude for the truth. And he didn't say it just to one, he said it to all. Think about it. If any among the many have less than a diligent knowledge of the truth and seeks to be justified after such, think about how much instability is immediately raised. Possibility for contention, debate, doubt, argument, warfare is created in the midst just simply because someone lacking knowledge is proud of what? Not knowing and seeking to exalt is less than complete consideration is viable. Most High told me very early on, greatest wisdom is not what men think they know, but what they don't know. For what men think they know, not giving consideration to all that Yah has spoken, he said to me point blank, that's not wisdom. It's not righteousness. It's not peace. It's not the gospel. It's not the steadfastness of a firm foundation. It's not sufficient to be called confirmed in seals. Steadfast before the Most High, constant before the Most High unto what is necessary to bring forth an eternal kingdom of peace at all. There are those among us who have not discerned why Messiah said, go forth and teach all nations everything that he commands. Baptizing, how about even converting the people in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit? I mean, fully according to all that the Most High calls honorable and holy. Teaches them to do everything that he commands. What about if men choose to do less than that? What about if men want to exalt their lack of knowledge and still call it wise? Is that reverence for Yah? Is that blasphemy? Is that reverence for Yah? Is that an insult? Is that a matter of man following Yah or man saying that in his lack of diligence or slothfulness, he can declare that the Most High was acceptable? I talked about it last evening. The grace of Yah by no means grants any man the right to enslave or exploit a mind. Grace of Yah grants no one the right to sit back and say that they're above divine law. Most High created all things. Earth belongs to him and the fullness thereof, the world and all they that dwell therein. No one is above divine judgment. No one is above divine order. No one, my brothers and sisters, shall be approved by him, in that no one shall attain to partakership in his name. But those, my brothers and sisters, who seek in all things to be true to all that is necessary, that the righteousness of Yah be, I didn't say ever to stabilize, but sustained. What do I mean by that? Think about what he said. He said, teach all things. We're going to talk about honoring his name. He said, watch out for false prophets. How many understand what that really means? It means watch out for those who declare testimony that is not sufficient. How do you begin to discern what is sufficient, my brothers and sisters, but by the Spirit that teaches all things, no lie in it? Or do you really believe that a standard sufficient is declared by what? Some of the, 45,000 denominations out here? That, to even believe such a thing, my brothers and sisters, is not only a fall from faith, it is a blasphemous insult. It's a curse against the holy name to presume that a lesser standard is viable. I want you to think about this. Did you ever consider that, quite frankly, it's important that we understand, very important, that we understand, that we comprehend, that we meditate upon this truth. The name of the Most High declares that he is all everything that he is. Many are aware that there are many heathenous intrusions that are coming to the among the churches in the midst of what men call doctrine. But have men really just imagine unto themselves that they know already all the intrusions, all the perversions that men have been compelled to aspire to? Have they truly discerned all that either is or is not true to the gospel, true to the saving word? 45,000 denominations of people out here all claiming that they already discern what beyond all that has been added in. And they've already discerned it, discerned all that has been taken away. But I want you to think about it. Scripture says, whoever will, let him come. But it's to a people who would not seek to exalt themselves after their own conscience to take away anything. It's speaking to a people, my brothers and sisters, who would not seek to see anything, any kind of pollution or perversion added. He said, those who have no desire to speak a lie, if you read Revelation 22:12-21. But those who love to keep his commandments, maintain the integrity of what is divine conscience. He said, whoever will do these things, let him come. He never said, my brothers and sisters, that anyone who desired anything less was welcome. In fact, so much scripture says that anyone who would seek anything less and seek to be satisfied unto himself is actually, my brothers and sisters, an idolatrous enemy. The book of Philippians said, if anyone does not know that he should seek Yah unto perfection, his perfect will, scripture says, that they, well, the Apostle Shaul said, I tell you with tears, their enemies, often enemies against the faith of Messiah. The Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things, no lie in it, bringing all things to remembrance, reproving, rebuking, exposing were ever, let's just say, less than a diligent love for the truth, has left men to their vanities. Think about it. First command, love the Most High with all your mind, heart, soul, and might. He spoke that to a people, telling them they must seek the Most High for all that is His will, that that be a blessing to all His people. Seeking anything less, or seeking to establish among the people any standard less. The scriptures in Galatians, in the first chapter, says it is a curse. It is damnation, definitely not salvation. What are those who seek to establish a standard, my brothers and sisters? Having the book, but reading it. Not seeking it fully by faith for the fullness of all the Most High declared. Seeking to establish their own righteousness, not submitting to the righteousness of God. Dividing our people if they are not healed. But it shall say my greatest desire for Israel, they might be saved. We were warned. Yes, we were. The Messiah, faith in Him is the end of our trust in all these fallen standards. Not everyone has heard the preaching of the gospel. The gospel is that pure, perfect word from above, my brothers and sisters, beyond all the pollutions and partialities of men. But we live in a society today that has been bewitched, and that men have read this book and believe that somehow after all the varying standards of those that men have exalted, or who have exalted themselves before men, that somehow the Most High calls that a covenant and an agreement. To even begin to think so, my brothers and sisters, is ultimate, complete insanity. But insanity, in fact, is what many have trusted when they preferred any standard to call it wise before the time when Messiah comes to declare in fact what before Him is approved. There's a reason why the scripture says He comes. That's what one called the angel from the rising sun, the king of the east, the messenger of the covenant, Revelation 7:2, to seal the servants of Yah upon their brows, to discern and confirm who will serve Yah and who will serve Him not. If you know Malachi 3:18 through 4:2, you understand. It says, in the last days you shall discern the difference between the righteous and the wicked, between those who would serve Yah and those who serve Him not. It means that He has a word like a sharp two-edged sword, a covenant word like a sharp two-edged sword, that will discern who seeks to serve Yah and who does not. There are many who will sit back before the Most High Himself and holler about, "I'm a Baptist." What the hell with you? They will go before the Most High and say, "I'm a Hebrew Israelite," and haven't heard from Him fully enough to get His approval. That would curse the very name of Israel and Jacob if they had to suddenly find out that what Jacob believed, what Israel believed, the patriarch believed, what Abraham believed, was something much more than what they already have come to accept. I say whoever is so arrogantly proud in his ignorance to presume such short-sightedness, sufficient, is a blasphemous fool. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, no one who has truly tasted that the Most High is good, is righteous, is wise beyond compare, could even begin at any time to presume such. And it might sound like my words were harsh when I said what I said. But I'm saying it, my brothers and sisters, because of what I know I've seen. I know full well, there's no question in my mind, that the wisdom of the Most High, when He said His thoughts are high above what men have called wise in the heavens and the earth, not a debate at all to me. I just respect Him for His wisdom, knowing that no ordinary human conscience can even begin to instill upon the mind what is necessary to comprehend that dimension of majesty. It's something Most High has to show you Himself. Salvation comes by a gift from Yah. He has to constantly guide the mind to realize how much more is required of those who would get my point. Not only help to rebuild the beauty on earth that the Most High promised himself from the beginning, but able to also, my brothers and sisters, understand what's necessary to sustain it. It's quite obvious when we look at the world in which we live, man has been concerned about sustaining beauty at all. In fact, year after year, man's concept of what is beauty has waned more and more. There's a lot of folks walking around in this earth right now who have never seen on certain beaches when the beach was nothing but blue water. Have never seen the skies so clear on a darkened night that you couldn't even find a space a 16th inch wide without a star. Don't know what that's all about. Believe me, when the ancient patriarchs were told they would inherit a world, it was a pristine beauty and conscience, majesty of conscience, mutual majesty of conscience, that they knew that these who would partake in this would become one with. Far beyond what man has become complacent enough now to say and call it, what, beautiful? Wow. It's only been 100 years. 100 years, my brothers and sisters. 100 years. Since man began to pollute the earth, just the beauty of what the Most High created to the dimension that he has. And that 100 years of this so-called oil economy has done so much damage. Hey, I remember a time myself when everywhere you went, you saw fireflies. I remember a time, my brothers and sisters, because there were enough frogs, you didn't have to deal with mosquitoes. I mean, everywhere you went, you ran into fruit trees, and, if you will, bearing bushes, honeysuckles. And I'm just talking about the things physically in the earth that were commonplace not too many generations ago. That a lot of our children are being raised never to have known. Well, like I said, my brothers and sisters, we understand the scripture says things get worse and worse. Can you imagine, even though the conscience of men had much to be desired, can you imagine the beauty of what the Most High initially planned and created this earth to be? Can you imagine what he means when he said that he's going to make his people, the land of his people, like Eden? I remember talking to some of my own relatives. I remember some of it myself. And you can go into a store and you can smell your way to anything you were looking for. The produce section. Walk into a store now and don't smell anything. Wow. I remember them talking about fruits and vegetables that tasted in a manner that you just don't experience anymore. A lot I could say about that, but not the core of what I want to talk about in this show. I know the Most High intends all things to be restored to the beauty that he initially intended, that it be a blessing to his people, and even on the people who deserve paradise. But I'd like to give, in terms of discerning these things, I'd like to give attention to such scriptures as these. Oh, so much more than this I'd like to talk about tonight. But hey, I have to just simply tell you that I got duties that call very early tomorrow morning that is going to demand that tonight's show not be quite as long as some have been. But 2 Timothy 2:15. Let's understand what it really means. Study to show yourself. They put down study to show yourself approved. How about worthy of being approved? How about study to show that you have a great enough love of the truth? Study. Seek the Most High. And I don't mean after merely what some program set up by a man. Ask the Most High what it is you don't know. What he requires you to know to be a blessing to his people. Study. Seek Yah. Understand what the scripture means when it talks about he for whom you are waiting, who reproves all the rulers because the parents are standards that they have placated the people with have been insufficient. They who wait for him shall renew their strength. Discerning beyond all the fallen standards, the Most High must expose and destroy as people know to, that the people know to seek so much more. Psalms 4. Psalms 14, Psalm 53. Because behind these latter days, the Most High looked upon the sons of men. What it really means, the men, he's seen that men have not discerned how much more they need to seek Yah. Have not discerned how much they've been snared to believe that the standards that they pay for in the churches somehow are worthy of anything at all. Such a shame. And the Most High already told, he called it robbery, meaning that the leaders are not teaching you everything they should have taught you. Do we really think that we recaptured already all that was the height, depth, and breadth that was known by the early church? Do we just presume that's so? What if I were to tell you there's a massive scheme that has been afoot for a very long time, even been afoot even before Messiah was born, and certainly, my brother and sister, leading up to the fall, destruction of Jerusalem at Roman hands, even before, my brothers and sisters, the mid part of the first century, already they had begun plans afoot to complete the blight and destroy the faith. How many are ready to understand, my brothers and sisters, because of this, what most people call the faith has only been trust in men? 2 Timothy says, study to show yourself approved, worthy to be approved, sealed, confirmed for Yah as a workman. Well, how about one who is diligent? Diligent to bring forth unto the Most High a work fully approved, stable, acceptable. As Scripture says, it says the double-minded man. How about one who is slothful, debate-filled, and let's just say unsure in terms of whether or not he even needs to follow Yah fully? Or that man, he says, unstable in all his ways. Let him not think he receive anything from Yah. If your desire is not to bring forth all the Most High declared, even though you don't know what that is, Most High calls that unworthy. Say, we know not what we shall be. We know that if we are diligent as we should be, we shall see and know him as he is. Well, my brothers and sisters, only if our minds have been awakened to realize the need to constantly seek Yah for a dimension of truth that exceeds all the rulers will we be found worthy until before the Son of Man who will reprove them all. That might not be what everyone is taught in the churches. But your pastors are not going to tell you the Messiah comes to expose all your rulers, that men recognize his standard. See, when Scripture says all the nations shall seek him, unto him shall all the people be gathered, it means that shall seek a standard of greater light. A great light, my brothers, is beyond all that after which rulers have been willing to placate, comfort the people, flatter them in their vanity, in their folly, in their lack of knowledge. I've heard so many pastors say over and over again, well, the people aren't ready for that. Supposed to get them ready. Help them to be. Certainly not to stand as an obstacle. You see, I've heard pastors say over and over again, well, you know, they're not concerned about all that. Or it's not about all that. Messiah said if you try and seek to deny the law and the prophets or the implications, if you will, thereof, line up whether we can say his words will be line upon line, precept upon precept. See, if you seek to do this in any way, Yeah, my brothers and sisters, guilty of hellfire. That's not the gospel, disrespect the greater will of Yah because a man has set some standard. The standard that every man should seek is still established by Yah no matter what. So it says the Holy Spirit will teach all things, no lie in it. Bringing all things to remembrance. But it's for those who would seek to maintain the commands of Yah. Seek to obey, preserve what his divine conscience revealed in the world. And think about it. Messiah says many things I long to tell you, but many will not grasp it yet, he said, until the comfort of the Holy Spirit has come. That means for all the things that he spoke and did, there are heights and depths of implication contained in it that still yet the Spirit of Yah is very necessary to attain, grow in, to see all the layerings of truth that are contained therein. I know, my brothers and sisters, personally, what the Most High can do to shatter the illusions, to raise human conscience to be aware of so much that many have not considered. If we prove that with the knowledge we are granted, we'll use it faithfully for the cause of awakening his people. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. In the book of, looks like I don't have time to look at this one part. Second Peter. I'd like to look at this scripture. And remember, we talked before many times about Philippians, in the second chapter, third chapter. It talks about the attitude we should have as Messiah himself has, and humbling himself under this exceeding glory beyond all the rulers, that under him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear. Scripture is talking about that if we are not diligent as we should be, it's we are acting as enemies against the very reason for which Messiah gave his life. Messiah said, you my friends, if you do, seek all that he has commanded. If you don't know what that is, he says, I am the great I am that I am. If you don't know what all that is, it means you automatically must seek him. And blessed are those who are wise enough not to function in anguish, because there's so much to learn. Just simply delight in being led. And in that, the Most High will be pleased. Just show constantly that you have a desire to learn, that you might have access to more that you must still yet have. One in one, Second Peter, Shimon Kepha, servant of apostle of Yeshua. Hope you understand the term Kurdi, the righteous one. One is expected to exceed all others, that men might attain again to faith. To them that have attained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of Yah. Righteous means a love for all that is divine will. And our Savior, seeking one who heals us beyond all divisions. Pure, perfect word that offers one choice. Grace, mercy unto peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of Yah and of Yeshua. How about him whose conscience we must be raised unto? According as his divine path has given unto us all things that pertain unto life. What? According to his divine power that has given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory. And that word for glory means honor. And even that which has, if you will, before the Most High is counted, virtuous. We're not talking about a fallen standard here, my brothers and sisters. We're not talking about anything compromised after the short-sighted vision of man. Whereby are given unto us exceeding and great precious promises, shall we attain to the absolute beauty of all the Most High has intended to be found worthy to preserve it if we don't seek the mechanisms after which these things might be honored constantly from generation, preserved for the love of all those whom the Most High would raise to magnificent maturation in it. Whereby are given us great and precious promises that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having what? Escaped the corruption. How about every misconceit that is in this world through lust, personal ambition, rather than divine reverence? And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith. Faith, there's something so much greater than what is ordinary the Most High wants to prepare us for, that we might be partakers of His preciousness, being also in it all precious. Giving all diligence to add to your faith virtue, and to virtue add knowledge. Yes, my brothers and sisters, to virtue and knowledge. And in some of the ways, that word virtue, again, relates what is honorable. And it even relates, my brothers and sisters, courage. Continue to seek all that Yah declare. Valor in pursuit of what is excellent. What excels the ordinary. Or dare men say they would like the standard to be less, that all be robbed? No. I know when I first saw what the Most High showed me of His kingdom, first time, by no means did I see that I saw that I had any right whatsoever to seek to bring anything to a lesser state than what it was to accommodate me. Far wiser that we know that we have to be made prepared for His house, rather than people talking about He prepares a house for us. My brothers and sisters, do you want to take down what the Most High has already prepared as His habitation? No, we have to prepare ourselves to be true to that greater house that He will build. Somebody got that way out of line, the way it's being taught. 2 Peter 1 and 6, and to knowledge add temperance. Self-control. Self-control, patience. That patience, perseverance, that we might attain the true, what is called godliness. And the godliness, what is truly of Yah, a brotherly kindness, a brotherly love, charity, a desire to seek the truth, that we all might benefit of it together. Nothing then for less than that is going to be called a covenant before Yah. And He said, for if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge. I say unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Yeshua, the Kurdi, the righteous one, the one that should be expected as Savior to raise the conscience of men unto what before the Most High is pleasing, that men might be counted acceptable unto His kingship, before His kingship in His kingdom. But see, he that lacketh these things is blind. Those who don't know to pursue this greater truth, saying that there's no law, wow, are blind. Let me tell you something, my brothers, is the law that we must constantly seek His will, that we learn obedience. But he that lacketh these things is blind, Those who think that the law of man could be equated with the law of the Most High are certainly blind and also foolish. Most High told me, if you see all these contradictions, because people say they aspire to divine law and law of man in the same system. See, if you think that's a work of the Spirit of Yah, giving reverence to Yah alone, then you never be a disciple. Certainly can't be acceptable as a disciple unto him. That double mind is completely unworthy to be taught at all. Because if someone who thinks that way can never, ever transcend the pollutions that are in the minds of heart and hearts of those who only know the teaching of men. Pollution must be removed that a man be made holy. And a man must realize that there's so much more that needs to be comprehended beyond what seems right on the worldly status quo. For man to be restored, finally to the same purpose which Yah made man in this world. To his glory. And I don't mean folks running around looking like him, acting like him, or thinking like them either. Certainly not like imposters. Second Kefa 1:8, for these things, if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you should neither be barren, in other words, nor unfruitful. So the Most High requires of his people to bring forth an acceptable offering. What is for the Most High to be called an acceptable offering? Does man define it, or does he find it, or does Yah? Should not be unfruitful in your knowledge. In other words, your knowledge should not be counted vain. But bringing forth what unto the Most High is true to all his instruction. Say, but he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. That means he begins to exalt himself still yet in his blindness, because he refuses to realize just how much more beyond himself he still yet needs to grow. Sometimes men seeing themselves move a little bit beyond the ordinary think that's sufficient. I want to tell you, brothers and sisters, there's so much more. A lot of folks out here today, for instance, call themselves keeping Sabbaths and feasts and think that without knowing what all is to be recalled in the time the Most High said are memorials, they think that they do enough. That in the, whatever they are taught in these things, that they walk rightly according to what is the law, the peace, the order the Most High must establish for his kingdom. Didn't say that anybody else would do that, my brothers and sisters, but Messiah himself in the last days, all the world is falling short of it. And a multitude of fallen standing, my brothers and sisters, scriptures already tell you is a curse, not salvation. But there are those who have not even begun to consider these things because they've been flattered, placated, compromised. Sit back and say, because they put upon themselves a title. The title, my brothers and sisters, the Most High never established. They call themselves wise enough. But I want to tell you, my brothers and sisters, the only standard the Most High said among men that he was going to truly, according to promise, uphold, is that standard of the one whom he said himself that he would name. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you really need to check out the article on my website, Early Church Origin, Mutual Expectation. You need to check out Isaiah 49. You check out Isaiah 50, 10 through 11. Recognize it in the context of Yohanan, 3rd chapter, John, 3rd chapter. Because what the Most High has actually said is he calls someone by name to appear in the last days, that all should seek after him. He didn't say that he would call anyone delivered or confirmed after any other. You have to know the Most High is not going to jeopardize his kingdom after the instability of those who lack vision or don't seek sufficiently enough for the Most High to be in all things acceptable. He said he would send forth one who would say, morning by morning, the Most High caused his ears to hear the teaching and not turn back to rebellious ways. I've talked about it before. How many, my brothers and sisters, who is it among men the Most High knows that upon being approached with the truth would not turn back, would know that only in attaining not only that Although that should say each one of those tasty morsels of this magnificent truth. But know that every single one of them is just an opportunity to take direction towards still what is greater. That must be, knowing the Most High is not going to establish his kingdom on anything less. He says, for if these things abound, you should not be unfruitful. But he that lacks these things is blind and cannot see. Forgotten, and let's just say he's forgotten the gratitude he owes the Most High, to seek him in all things, but having been, let's just say, had his coattail pulled, to even just begin to see beyond his error. But there are those who, like I said, figure they don't know a little bit more than somebody else, and they judge themselves after men, and don't even realize they're in so doing, they're in so, yeah, forgetting that the Most High is still so much more. Men will be diligently seeking the greater refinement of divine will, but now to eternity, my brothers and sisters, but those who find it an honor to serve under the tutelage of so magnificent a mind, don't find that as an abhorrence in any way, but a blessing to stand in such presence. So he says, here we are, the 10th verse. Wherefore, rather, brethren, give diligence. Didn't say be neglectful. Give diligence to make your calling and election sure. In other words, there are those who the Most High calls. There are those, my brothers and sisters, the Most High elects to have an opportunity and knowledge. But like I wrote in the splash screen of this intro page of this show, you can take a horse to water, somebody said. But that doesn't mean you can make him drink. Well, what do you think the destruction of a city at first is to be about in Messiah's appearance? For those who don't know what I'm talking about, look at Zephaniah 2:15, about 3 and 4. One good example. Messiah, in the midst of the city, it said in the last days, this city in the latter days, will be offering men, obviously, the opportunity to see the greater truth, but many believing that all they need to know is what's acceptable before men will not recognize the preciousness of that word. And though offered reproof, Scripture says these wicked, these lawless ones, these sentient, inconsiderate ones, irreverent and blind ones, would not recognize in the words of Messiah what is, after a fallen conscience, been their shame. It says, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. Most High calls, chooses who he will, gives them opportunity under knowledge. But you're not found sure in your love of the truth till you've proven sufficient enough diligence. Because I'm telling you, there are truths that only one certain fundamentals are deeply ingrained in the mind, well set, that the Most High finds oftentimes a heart at last ready to receive from him, found worthy to receive the next greater dimension of truth. In other words, to get to point C, and you're at point A, you got to go through point B first. Something needs to be grasped there, so if you get to point C, you can see far better, greater implication than those who just skipped over something. Most High wants that kind of expansion of mind and heart, reverent of him. But not everyone, my brothers and sisters, has been willing to understand it. There are truths, I can only tell you, that Most High preferred that men not know them than in their neglect, disrespect, not recognizing how much the implications of these things are important, but take these things and twist them completely out of context. Because men have taken so much scripture. out of context already. There are some precious truths that the Most High has preferred that they remain relatively untouched. That in the last days, these truths be found the fundamental that will decide the salvation or the damnation of a soul with regard to seeing who, in fact, is ready to believe, receive, and obey. Yah has always planned it so, if you really understand all the scriptures. Who is man to argue when the truth of the matter is man should have always known to revere the Most High, seek the Most High for something far greater than himself. And it's always been an unso whenever he didn't. I repeat, it's always been an insult when he didn't. He says, when you seek with great diligence to make your election or calling unto wisdom, election is unto understanding, sure. Make your knowledge in all things sure. He said, if you do these things, you shall never fail. You shall never fall short. You shall always continue to grow. Well, I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, that the book of 2 Peter, 2 Kefa, in so many ways is preparing men for the appearance of one called the King of the East. Yeshua as the King of the East, the righteous one is likened to the rising sun who suddenly brings to bear all the truth the world would obscure, who exposes so much of what men have called light as only darkness, who comes, my brothers and sisters, for the express purpose to prove foolish so much of what men have called wisdom, that men know to seek so much more, that they might be free, preaching the gospel, the exceeding word from on high, high above the as the earth as is the heavens, much greater exceeding good. So let's just say raise conscience to open the eyes of the blind, release the captives. Yes, for brothers and sisters, even to claim the acceptable year of the Most High. How about a people, my brothers and sisters, true to what for the Most High is acceptable? Since study to show yourself approved before Yah. So it's about seeking out the renewing of your mind and offering wholly acceptable unto Yah. Man does not discern after all these multitude of differences what that is. If men have not discerned what ancient Rome did to destroy so much truth, why are men so content to call themselves satisfactory because someone who is not the Savior said it was good enough? Well, there's so many things in Scripture. I'm going to say this quickly. Like, for instance, just one example, the Shabbat. Said it before. Some of them say they keep the Sabbath day because they cease from certain tasks in the earth. So they can go, some people say so they can go to church, a congregation or whatever, on the seventh day of the week. And they think they kept the Sabbath. My brothers and sisters, your leaders never taught you how to keep one. I repeat, and I didn't bite my tongue, your leaders never taught you how to keep a Shabbat. We are warned against the intrusion of the principalities and powers. We're warned that we not seek to keep these things the Most High declared after the constraints of fleshly mind. Well, fleshly mind doesn't discern, my brothers and sisters, what after the Spirit is still required. And so many of my brothers and sisters not knowing that they should have sought fully for the one called Kurdi, the King of the East. Yeshua is that one who will discipline the world with a rod of iron, strong discipline, unflinching. Who, after a perfect word, will establish the divided line between those who serve Yah and those who serve Him not. We're not talking about somebody who vacillates here. Or will be destabilized in any way after the blindness or vacillation or instabilities of man. Why do you think the scriptures talk about being diligent? What do you think the scriptures mean when it says, why do you always watch for, maybe may be able to stand before the Son of Man? What else is he saying? But since your rulers won't be able to stand before him, that you must discern a wisdom that has to come from Yah himself. Over and over again, around the 40th through 66th chapter of Isaiah, Messiah speaks about certain truths revealed. Yah speaks about certain truths revealed to man. So who was it told you these things? Was it not I? The Most High? More than just the words, my brothers and sisters, the implications thereof. Again, to know what it said and not know why it says, to miss the point. Articles on my website, hiddengospel.com. Article like Early Church Origin, Mutual Expectation, Secret City Prophecies, Tribulation 70-365 AD. Remember the promise. I can only tell you that as those who are willing to seek the Most High for the ad infinitum of all his words, it will be proven those good students that are necessary to assure the stability of an eternal kingdom. All that is necessary to create a multitude of indiligently corrupt standards that will not bring forth peace is for a man not to be diligent enough for what before the Most High is to be counted a perfect work. Hey, sad that men have been willing to employ men to tell them that the standards they have upheld have been enough, when in some way, many ways, my brothers and sisters, there's so much truth in the scripture that it's quite apparent that many schemes that you not know. Isaiah 28 talks about Messiah's word, not upon line, precept upon precept, most not understanding because they just don't have the precepts. But there are those who would flatter you, lack while you lack knowledge, and tell you that when the truth has come, you're ready to receive and recognize it. Daniel 12:10, Isaiah 26:9-13, 2 Kings to 2 Peter, really the first, third chapter, all warn against that massive illusion. Because this world will flatter men to believe that blindness is sight and that darkness is light. But Yah, my brothers and sisters, puts shame to it all when he reveals himself, compel a man to finally understand the magnitude of the mind that he should be seeking. A mind that, if you ask the question, like I said, could tell you a billion reasons why what he has said is true. Having an experience like that is the kind of thing that should compel many of us, and I pray many more experiences, to realize what it is to truly be compelled to get the Most High. What do I mean by this real quickly? I'm just going to say this real quickly. I can't count how many times it's been the Most High has told me something in a flash of a split moment. Can't tell you how many thoughts and ideas and perspectives, you know, like the time it takes me to snap my finger. It's an extreme struggle when that much information is imploded. It suddenly just explodes in the mind. Imputed and explodes in the mind in such a short time and sometimes there's a feel to it at receiving because you know that something awesome has just touched your heart, mind, and soul. And struggle with everything you have in you to recall all these things and then struggle to be able to type quickly enough to put it all down in a few short moments. I can tell you, those who know me well and know that there have been times that things like that happen and I look around in 5 or 6 minutes, and I've been 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 pages written. Go back and look at it. Never could imagine that something could have been typed down so quickly. And it's a struggle just to hold on to it, and you still know there's something more that you should have got. Well, most I know how to cause the mind to struggle beyond the ordinary. To reach for something more simply because you know it's there. A hungry soul won't let up, will continue to pursue it. knowing that the Most High doesn't show such things without reason. I pray that many more souls are diligent in this matter. Because I got news for you. It's only most souls who are most diligent, having the greatest love of the truth, knowing that that knowledge is necessary. People not be destructive one toward another, but healing toward one another. So only those are brothers who will be part of the covenant. Nothing less will be kind of sufficient. But I know the Most High can reveal so much in a short time if the heart, mind, and soul is all things ready. As I said to you before, where are the souls? They can be vouchsafed, assured, that they have sufficient reason and foundation that when the greater truths are told, they won't reject them. For those who haven't heard it, I would suggest you go back and listen to last night's show very well. It relates a lot of these principles. For those who might, or let's just say, know, because some Most Highs put something special in them. That these are truths not to be known. Thank the Most High if he's touched your heart to realize that he seeks much deeper. Ephesians says we must comprehend with all the saints what is the height, depth, and breadth. Don't know what that is. Why are people so quick to be complacent? You can only thank the Most High for as much as he's brought you and know that it's done to prepare you for something so much more. Because the time is going to come that none of these obstacles against wisdom are any more going to exist. Who is prepared in the brothers and sisters for that day? And because no obstacles exist, they're certainly held responsible for everything that is learned with a rapidity day to day. It's unlike anything that most people even begun to imagine in this age. It's the reason why the adversary is going to be put aside for 1,000 years. Most High says his people got some growing to do if they're going to prepare for that day when the tabernacle of Yah should be truly with men. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, it's been Eddie Meyer from the Remembrance Ministries, praying constantly the Most High open the minds that these kind of concepts are no longer over people's head, but that they can reach and grasp them, that they look up to behold what Yah is planning for those who love him. So we speak again, brothers and sisters. It's been Eddie Meyer, Covenant Remembrance Ministries. His might, his honor, and his praise always, thanking him always for every year that he brings near. His might, honor, and praise always. Hallelujah! And I thank you all again for listening. Please understand what I said before. There are many things that I'm speaking of to you here now, but only if you're willing to diligently seek after those things that Most High has granted me to help his people to understand, like those things you find on my website. Only those who are willing to diligently seek those things, because that's the guidance that you won't find anywhere else. Only those who are willing to receive that knowledge and realize its massive implication upon all of it will understand. Like as you told me, I have to tell you some things, and it's important that I do. It's important that you get this foundation. The Most High might count you steadfast, sure, having great enough love of the truth to be found worthy to receive his gift in the first place. Unto his might, honor, and praise always, my brothers and sisters. Hallelujah! Thank you all again. Sure, I do.